Happy Wednesday, everyone. Joining us here in the studio, we have Susie Mink, who is the Adult and Teen Services Librarian for the Ripon Public Library.
Good morning.
How are you?
Wet.
Yeah?
We're hitting a bit of rain this week, huh?
Yeah, it's going to be that kind of day. Cooler temperatures and then moderate temperatures the rest of the week. So, anyway.
I can handle that better than the crazy humidity we had last week or the week before.
You know, we've been talking so much about the renovation at the library, but today that is not going to be our main focus. But there were a few things that you wanted to say about that.
Just a huge thank you to all of our volunteers who came in and helped during the move. And then just that we are so excited because people are coming in and seeing our spaces and using them. I come upstairs from my office in the basement, and every time I look over in the adult and teen section, somebody is sitting somewhere enjoying our spaces. They're plugged into the outlets in the tables, hanging out at the tables. They're relaxing in the new teen chairs, or they're sitting at a cafe table reading the newspaper or hanging out at the computers. And it's just so fun to see people utilizing our spaces. I'm excited for people to be able to start using the patio. We haven't quite had the right kind of weather for that yet, but we're putting the umbrellas up on as many days as we can. And we've had people comment that they see those umbrellas and they're excited to be able to get to use those spaces as well. You know, bring a cup of coffee, read a book, sit out on the patio and enjoy just reading in comfort out there. So I'm really excited, and we've had nothing but compliments. So thank you to everyone who's had patience with us during this process, because people are enjoying it, and it's so good to see people enjoying their space.
Mm-hmm. Well, to quote one of my favorite movies, if you build it, they will
come. They will come. Absolutely. So we are building it, and they are coming. So, yes, very cool.
That's great. Now, you got some programming notes that you wanted to pass along.
I did. So next week, Friday, we're having an after-hours event for our teen population. So that includes ages 11 to 17. The program runs from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Friday evening. So after everybody leaves the library, we get the teens in there. We're going to have a little fun. So we created a new teen area, and the teens get to come in and have a say as to what we put up there, how the spaces should be used, if they have ideas for programming. And then after we've done a little work, we're going to play. So we have on hold a Next Playground. It's a small cube with a video gaming system. But instead of using hand controllers, the playground scans your body and your body becomes the controller. So it's a hands-free gaming system. So we're going to have that out and play. And then we're also going to provide food. So we're going to get sub sandwiches and chips and drinks. And it's just going to be a good time. But I do need people to register for that so I have the right amount of food for everyone. So registration is open. You can stop by or call in the library until next Wednesday. So just give us a jingle. In addition to that, we are doing a TAB program, which is a teen advisory board. Students who want to, or teens who want to apply for the TAB program, need to fill out an application, and that needs to be turned in by July 10th. And then we'll be choosing 4 to 5 applicants to be on our teen advisory board from August until April. And then next April and May, you will have to reapply if you want to be on it again. So it's just a year commitment. It's monthly meetings and a chance to help have input as to what kind of programs we plan for teens and then help prep some of those programs. Maybe help volunteer with some kids programs. There's just lots of opportunities for teens to do some community service and have fun while they're doing it in the library. So that's coming up as well, June. They have to have applications in by July 10th for that program.
So when you say monthly, are you talking once a month then?
Once a month we meet, and we're hoping to get the first meeting set for August. That's why the applications have to be in July, so we can make our decision on who will be accepted and then get the meeting set up in August.
And those types of community services really look good for a college application or
absolutely.
A you know, a business application.
So. Or scholarships to show that you're involved in the community looks really good on a scholarship application, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so it's a great opportunity for those kids who are looking for a way to enhance their service and then get themselves a little boost on those applications. So,
okay. And when was the deadline again for that, Susie?
July 10th.
July 10th.
And the applications can be picked up in the library or they can be found on our website.
Okay. Anything else that you wanted to pass along?
So a couple more adult programs. So coming up this Monday, we have book club. We are currently reading The Glassmaker by Tracy Chevalier. It's a story about a glassmaking family in Murano. Starting in the 1400s, and it kind of follows the family history for a couple generations. I'm almost halfway through the book. I always read it just right before the club, so it's fresh in my mind, and then I can do my research and prep. But it's been fascinating to learn a lot about the glass business, the firing, and the in Murano in the 1400s, it was very much a male-dominated business, and this story is featuring the woman who's starting to make beads, which were considered irrelevant in the glass business, and it's been really fascinating to see how they're dealing with it. And then also just dealing with other things. The section I just shortly finished, they were dealing with the plague and the rules and regulations that applied. Mm-hmm. They had an island that they sent people to who had contracted the plague to get them away from everybody else and the quarantines. And just to have to – it just was like COVID all over again reading about that. Yeah, it was kind of interesting because you don't think about how much that affected people and how many people died. And I'm like, we – you know, our generation is really – connecting with things like that because we went through COVID. So it's been a fascinating read so far. I'm really enjoying it. Next month's book is Saturday Night at the Lakeside Diner Club, Supper Club. So July and August picks are more of like beach reads. We're doing a couple lighter books. And again, books are available at the library for checkout. But the book club meets Monday, this coming Monday at 6:30. And we meet at Our Savior's right now. Because of the renovation, but anyone is welcome. Even if you don't make it to book club, you're welcome to pick up a copy of the book and read it and just enjoy the read as well. It just is nice sometimes to have a different author to try out. So, yeah, so come on over Monday night.
Beach read. I like that. So,
well, we've done a lot of historical and kind of intense books, so we wanted to do a little something lighter for the summer. So, yeah.
I just finished a biography of Walt Disney. So,
oh, he's fascinating.
Amazing how many failures he went through before he got everything right. So,
who was it? Edison who said 200 failures and one success, that's all you need.
Yep,
something along that line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Actually, I think that is quoted in the book. So
probably because that's a big maxim for people who've made it successful. It's like you only need one success. So.
Now, if you don't have anything else, I was going to ask you about July 3rd, because I'm pretty sure the city has that day off, don't they?
Correct. And we are closed for the holiday. That is the legal holiday. So we will be closed Friday the 3rd, Saturday the 4th, and then we're always closed on Sundays. So Thursday the 2nd, and then we're not open again until Monday the 6th. So we are closed Friday, Saturday, Sunday that weekend. So get into the library ahead of time and grab your materials. The book drop will be open like normal.
Yeah.
But the library itself will be closed Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So, yes, thank you for reminding me because that's different this year. We don't.
Yeah.
Because of the 3rd being the legal holiday. When the 4th falls on a weekend, it just makes a difference.
Right.
So, yeah.
Okay.
So.
Anything else?
So the other big adult programs we have coming up in July, I just wanted to mention, is our Downtown Historic Walk. Mm-hmm. That's going to be Friday, July 10th and Saturday, July 11th. So there's two different sessions you can sign up for. We're limiting registration to 20 people. That's why we're offering it twice in July. So what we're going to do is we're going to start at the library, and it's about a two-hour program, and we're going to do a short tour of the library, and then we're going to walk downtown and stop and talk about historic buildings. We're going to end up at the Historical Society, where we're going to have cookies and lemonade. And then if you want, you can take a bus out to the Little White Schoolhouse for an additional tour out there as well. So Friday's program will be at 2 o'clock, and Saturday's will start at 10 a.m., so the Friday one is an afternoon one. Saturday is a morning one. Sign up for one or the other. When you sign up, you'll be asked if you want to do the tour out to the Little White Schoolhouse or not, because that's optional. You don't have to. But we are going to have diverse options, is letting us use some of their vehicles to haul people out there. So we'll be able to go as a group out there. Mm-hmm. So we're providing transportation, and then we'll bring you back to the library to pick up your vehicles at the library. So I just think it's cool. Ripon has so much history, and so many people don't know a lot about their own hometown. So this is a great way to just learn a little bit. There are so many neat historical buildings downtown, and they have changed hands and been different things. So we have people from the Historical Society giving the tours, being docents, and explaining all that. And then we're going to have a QR code on the brochure to let people go explore further some of the photos and information about some of the places we're going to visit as we go on the tour. So we do ask that those who want to do the tour need to be able to stand and walk for about 2 hours. We will stop and have a rest point in between there, but if you are not comfortable being on your feet that long, this is probably not the tour for you. And extremely young children, if you're bringing them, you want to make sure you have a stroller or some means of transporting them, because we are going to be on our feet for almost 2 hours. So just to keep that in mind. But that is a registered event, because we have to limit the numbers. So again, you can call and register anytime for that program. And the last program, I just want to give people a heads up, because again, it's a registered program. Mark Moran he was a consultant with the Antique Roadshow, is going to be at the Ripon Senior Center the last Saturday in July. And we have registered time slots for that as well, so you can bring your items for him to review and give you information on. So he's going to be, and we're doing that one at the Ripon Senior Center, so we have space for that right now. So again, that's a registered program. There are only so many slots available. So if you're interested in that program as well, antiques are huge again, so I thought it would be fun to bring him in. He was here several years ago, so it was time to bring him back around again. So he's going to be here, Mark Moran. I'm blanking on the date right now, but it's the last Saturday in July. So you have a little time, but don't forget to register for that one as well.
Okay. Susie, thank you for joining us this morning.
You're welcome. It's always good to talk about library stuff.
That is Susie Mink, who is the Adult and Teen Services Librarian for the Ripon Public Library.